Blog Talk Radio.
This is Minister Wayne. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to RealDaddyRadio.com. I'm the name of the Lord. Looking back, we'll make sure we never go back. My name is Minister Wayne. RealDaddyRadio.com. Information for favorite nation. Draw that in my heart. How that in times past robbed me of the present. God took me back when I was running in the car. I kept making the wrong turn. I'm straight with you to turn. God took control and wouldn't let me get in the nation to get to the talking to me. He talked to me about me, showing me, teaching me the things that were holding me back, that held me back for years. The thing that held me back for years was the wrong goal we were supposed to protect me and take care of me, build me up and not turn me down. So I said it's the reason the course that you're on now didn't happen to me is because every time you start to move forward, you started looking back. You see, when you look back past hurts and pain, you look back, you go back. You go back right to that moment. And you feel the pain, the humiliation, the depression, the shame, the load. You go back to the place. Travel in time is what you do. You travel in time. Destroy side of it more. They had a lot going on. They were not good very well. And the way I respect great things. Her spirit. She knew of God. She knew who he was. Look who she was married to. This man is so close with God that when he recognized those two men not being hospitable, friendly, he knew that these men were distant and that they were not indulged in a particular taste. Gave him a look. He told him about him. And he believed. And we know that God had sent those two angels to save Lot and his family. They were leaving the in the nails. Business. Friends. Things that made her life. She didn't have faith in God, but she did have spirit in what they had accomplished and faith. So essentially, her faith was in her spirit. So she moved back, living in the spirit. Reaping the benefits. Being a citizen. Forward. She couldn't keep her eyes focused on what was in front of her. She couldn't walk by faith. Not only did she not know where she was going, but she didn't want to go because she lacked the essential ingredient into pleasing God. And that was faith. So she looked back. Maybe it wasn't being taken. It became a thought. Stop right there. And that's what looking back like now turns you this person. Wife looked back as she was following behind him, her husband. And she turned to the fellow. That he got him into more control. That evening, the two angels came to the entrance of the city of Sodom. Lot was sitting there, and when he saw them, he stood up to meet them. Then he welcomed them and bowed with his face to the ground. "My Lord," he said, "come to my home to wash your feet in. Be my guest for the night. You may then get up early in the morning and be on your way again." "Oh, no," they replied. "We'll just spend the night out here in the city square." But Lot insisted. So at last they went home with him. Lot prepared a feast for them, complete with fresh bread made without yeast. And they ate. But before they retired for the night, all the men of Sodom, young and old, came from all over the city and surrounded the house. They shouted to Lot, "Where are the men who came to spend the night with you? Bring them out to us so we can have sex with them." Lot stepped outside to talk to them, shutting the door behind him. "Please, my brother," he said, "don't do such a wicked thing. Look, two virgin daughters, let me bring them out to you, and you can do with them as you wish. Leave these men alone, for they are my guests, and under my protection." "Stand back," they shouted. "This fellow came to town as an outsider, and now he's acting like our judge. We'll treat you far worse than those other men." And they lunged for a lot to break down the door. Two angels reached out, pulled Lot into the house, and bolted the door. Then they blinded all the men, young and old, who were at the door of the house. So they gave up trying to get inside. Meanwhile, the angels questioned Lot. "Do you have any other relatives here in the city?" they asked. "Get them out of this place, your sons-in-law, sons, daughters, or anyone else, we are about to destroy this city completely. The outcry against this place is so great, he has reached the Lord, and he has sent us to destroy it. Rushed out to tell his daughter, Beyonce, quick, get out of the city. The Lord is about to destroy it. But the young man thought he was joking. At dawn the next morning, my name is Mr. Wayne, TheRealDaddyRadio.com. Come to you. In the name of the Lord. The angels became insistent. Hurry, they said to Lot. Take your wife and your two daughters who are here. Get out right now, or you will be swept away in the destruction of the city. Lot still hesitated. The angel seized his hand and the hand of his wife and two daughters and rushed them to safely outside the city. The Lord was merciful. Safely out of the city, one of the angels ordered, run for your lives and don't look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the mountains. You will be swept away. Oh, no, my Lord, Lot said. You have been so gracious to me and saved my life that you have shown such great kindness, but I cannot go to the mountains. Disaster would catch up to me there, and I would soon die. See, there's a small village nearby. See, let me go there instead. Don't you see how small it is? And my life will be saved. All right, the angel said. I would not destroy the little village. But hurry, escape to it, for I can do nothing until you arrive there. This explains why that village was known as Zoar, which means little. Lot reached the village just as the sun was rising over the horizon. Then the Lord rained down fire and burning sulfur from the sky. Sodom and Gomorrah. He utterly destroyed, along with the other cities and villages of the plain, wiping out all the people and every bit of vegetation. Lot's wife looked back. She was following behind him, and she turned to Philip's talk. Abraham got up early that morning and hurried out to the place where he had stood in the Lord's presence. He looked out across the plain towards Sodom and Gomorrah and watched as columns of smoke rose from the cities like smoke from a furnace. But God had listened to Abraham's request and kept Lot safe, removing him from the disaster that engulfed the cities of the plain. Now, go to Luke, chapter 7. My name is Minister Wayne, dwayne.com. Luke, chapter 7. Turn to Luke, chapter 7. I need you to remember, looking back, you're a man. Mentally, go back. Rise deep in your to hear your heart. First verse. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, there will should always be temptation to sin, but what sorrow awaits for justice? It would be better thrown into the sea, the millstone hung around your neck, and cause one of these little problems. Time turns again and asks forgiveness. The apostle said to the Lord, show us how to increase our faith. The Lord answered, if you have faith even as small as a mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, it could be uprooted, thrown into the sea, and it will be. When a servant comes in from plowing or taking care of sheep, does his master say, come in and eat with me? No, he says, prepare my meal, put on your apron, and serve me while I eat. Then you can eat later. And does the master thank the servant for doing what he was told to do? Of course not. In the same way, when you obey me, you should say, we are unworthy servants. We have simply done our duty. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 people stood at a distance, crying out, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He looked at them and said, go show yourselves to the priest. And they said, what? One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus shouting, praise God! Fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was the man. Jesus asked, didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? No one returned to give glory to God except the pardon. And Jesus said to the man, stand up and go. The faith of Jesus. One day the Pharisees asked Jesus, when will the kingdom of God come? Jesus replied, the kingdom of God can't be detected by physical signs. You won't be able to say, here it is, or it's over there. The kingdom of God is already among you. And he said to his disciples, the time is coming when you will long to see the day when the Son of Man returns, but you won't see. People will tell you, look, there is the Son of Man, or here he is. Don't go out and follow him. Where the lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one end to the other, so it will be on the day when the Son of Man comes. First, the Son of Man must suffer terribly and be rejected by this generation. When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days, the people enjoyed banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered the boat and the flood came and destroyed them all. And the world would be as it was in the days of Lot. People went about their daily business, eating and drinking, buying and selling, farming, building. But the morning, Lot left us. Then fire and burning sulfur rained down from heaven and destroyed them all. Yes, it will be business as usual, right up to the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, the person out on a deck for roof must not go down into the house to pass. The person out in the field must not return home. Remember what happened to Lot. If you cling to your life, you will lose. If you let your life go, you will lose. That night, 2 people will be asleep. One baby. One will be taken, another left. 2 women will be grinding flour at the mill. When would this happen, Lord? The disciples asked. Jesus replied, just as the gathering of vultures shows there's a carcass nearby, so these signs indicate that the end is near. Show that they should always pray and never give up. Hey, listen. My name is Mr. Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com. We come to you in the name of the Lord. Jesus told his disciples a story to show that they should always pray and never give up. There was a certain judge in a certain city, he said, who neither feared God nor cared about people. A widow of that city came to him repeatedly, saying, "Give me justice in this disputed land." The judge ignored her for a while, but finally he said to himself, "I don't fear God or care for the people. But this woman is dropped. I'm going to see that she gets justice because she is wearing me out with her constant." Then the Lord said, "Learn a lesson from this unjust judge. Even he rendered a just decision in the end. So don't you think God will surely give justice to his chosen people who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? He will grant justice to them quickly. When the Son of Man returns, I'm ready to find the earth who have faith." Then Jesus told the story to some who had great confidence in their own righteousness and going it will, you know, they know the way and there is no other way. They think the Bible says if you don't agree with them, then you don't have a clue. Two men went to the temple to pray. The other was a despised tax collector. The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. "I thank God that I am not sinner like it. Why the chief sin and filth? I'm certain I like that tax. I fast twice a week and I give you a tenth of my income." I'm poor. Stood at a distance and dared not even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Expect God. That's how you become a child. Look at that. Instead, he beat his chest and sobbed, saying, "Oh God, be merciful to me. I tell you, turn home justified before God. Those who exalt themselves be humble. Those who humble themselves will be." One day, some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering. Then Jesus called for the children and said to his disciples, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop. It belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child never gets it." Once a religious leader asked Jesus this question, "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" We're going to close with this. My name is Minister Wayne. This is RealDaddyRadio.com. We come to you in the name of the Lord. We're talking about not looking back. Remember to say our prayers. Remember to be thankful. Remember to fast. Remembering, it empowers you. When you remember where you came from, not when you look back, but when you remember where you came from, it motivates your future. Especially if you came from nothing. Especially if you were told you would be nothing your whole life. When you remember, it's a motivator. When you remember, you make sure. You make damn sure that you do what you got to do. Once a religious leader asked you this question, "Good teacher, what should I do to inherit eternal life?" "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good, but to answer your question, you know the commandments. You must not commit adultery." And listen carefully. Listen carefully. Listen, you can't miss this. I'm about to close. "You must not commit adultery. You must not murder. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely. Honor your father and your mother." Obeyed all these commandments since I was young. know, a lot of people like to say, listen, listen. We're talking about not looking back. We're talking about Lot's wife as an example. And watch that. The man replied, I've obeyed all of these commandments since I was young. When Jesus heard his answer, he said, there's still one thing you haven't done. And watch, be obedient. Watch this. Sell all your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me. But when the man heard this, he was very rich. He was very rich. When Jesus saw this, he said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And listen. The man didn't trust God. He trusted in his riches. Lot's wife didn't trust God. If she did, she wouldn't look back. She would look forward with expectancy. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. She would have moved forward with hope. Hope would have drove her forward. She did not trust God. Because you cannot trust God and live in the past. This is what the Lord was sharing with me when I was driving the wrong way. And I knew where I was going, but I couldn't get there because I was so intently focused on what he was whispering in my ear. When you look back, time travel, you feel those old hurts and pain. They're not trusting God. You're not trusting God in any state. You know what you're doing? You're living in resentment. You're living in fear. And it produces anxiety and depression. And most of all, it brings you to a complete standstill. You become a pillar of God. Thank God we live in a new day. Thank God we live in a day of grace that was so elevated. Thank God we live in a day of grace. And because of the great grace of God, the great grace, you can get a second chance. The third, fourth, and fifth. Because of the grace of God. That grace was shown toward me. Full of salt. Remember what God has already done to you. That is more. Take one step. By the yard, it's really hard. By the inch, it's a cinch. One day at a time. My name is Minister Wayne. RealDaddyRadio.com, and we come to you in the name of the Lord. I hope to broadcast. I hope that you listen to it again and again until you get it and realize don't live in the past by looking back. I didn't say forget it. You can remember it. They remember it. Make you thankful to God that he brought you out and made you a new creature. He gave you a new heart and made you a new man, a new person. And then you can forgive, you can let go, and you can grow. God loves you, and so do I.